The Parish House. Then all the Jews were arrested. Finney Anderson became involved in the resistance movement in the Fredensborg area around the middle of the war. He facilitated weapon drops from the British Royal Air Force by parachute into the Gripskov woods. When the Jews fled in October 1943, he also aided the illegal evacuations. On the evening of October 6th, he was in the parish hall on the main street of Gilili, along with some of the Jews who had not made it aboard the schooner M.A. Flupierre when it had weighed anchor so abruptly because someone in the crowd shouted that the Germans were in the harbour.
That's when I nearly got a bullet in the back, because we were sitting up there in the parish hall, and then it got dark. Suddenly we could see a car with its lights on, across on the other side of the road when we looked out of the window. There weren't that many cars at the time, so we thought it was a bit strange, so we decided to take a look. Just as we left by the back door and followed the lighthouse path, the Germans entered through the front door. Obviously it wasn't forbidden to walk there, so we walked right past the Germans and saw that it was a German car with a machine gun set up underneath. That was when all the Jews were arrested. The sculptor Gerda Thune Andersen will now explain the meaning of the memorial plaque.
Sarah, commemorate this day. Commemorate this day stems from the second book of Moses. It is also read aloud from the Haggadah at the Passover Seder in connection with the historical liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. The Haggadah is read aloud during all Passover. The most important part of the Hebrew Bible is the five books of Moses, and the second book of Moses focuses exclusively on the Exodus from Egypt to the Promised Land. The Danes should also commemorate this day and event.
The members of Finney Anderson's resistance group were lucky, getting through the war unharmed despite several episodes in which German soldiers nearly discovered them.